What up, y'all? So we're talking about the water crisis, whatever have you thing. I got a lot of comments on the Facebook channel, and there's a bunch. I haven't even read them all. I probably might not read them all. That's the thing. Like, I post videos and I don't even go back and read the comments. Maybe I should, or not read the comments. Not so much for reading the comments, but for like responding to people that actually follow the page, the people that actually care about what I'm doing. That's one thing. And I've gotten into the world now of, that's my son right there. I've gotten into the world now of people seeing clips of a long form video where they don't just look at the entire context, and they just look at a 30 second clip from an hour long video. So that's there, and a lot of these comments, especially on the, it's weird because the comments are different on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. The TikTok comments, it seems like they don't know where the clip is coming from, and so they just take that clip for face value. And not the entire long form version of where that clip came from. And shout out to the ones that do respect what I'm doing and understand where the clips are coming from. And I've got an entire catalog on my YouTube page. It has everything. Like all the videos that I put out, whether short form, which is 0 to 3 minutes long. They go on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. The entire video, you can find it on YouTube. And usually in the description, I put the episode number, episode title, whatever. That way you can type it in, Google it, whatever. And that entire video will be on there. So it's an interesting world now to be in that part. What else am I learning? I'm learning that these social medias take a lot of clips to get a lot of to get views, and you have to post like a bunch a day. And I did that this past week. Excuse me. So if I put like 4 clips a day, at least. It's a combined amount of views. Sometimes one video will take off, sometimes none won't. That's the tricky part. And trying to figure out how to monetize. I've gotten several emails from people that want to be on the show. I've actually charged a couple of people to be on the show. So there's an avenue, like if you really want an interview, you know, pay for the interview. Why not? Especially if you got a business, you got a marketing budget, don't you? You know, me chalk it up as this marketing. Oh, forgive me, guys. It's early in the morning. Or you can wait for me to invite you. You know, and some people get upset because it's an invite only at this point. And I'm just like, well.
Where's my tablet?
Your tablet, puppy? Did you leave it at Grandma Jackie's? You left it at Grandma Jackie's, didn't you?
Yeah.
We'll go get it today.
Okay.
What was I saying? Yeah, so. It's been invite only. People get upset that it is invite only. And wearing a lot of hats, and like a lot of it can get lost in the shuffle as far as who to invite. Because I know I've talked to several people and sometimes I just forget to message back. Having to like, another thing too is like having to trust myself, knowing when like what to write back, like, because like knowing what to say to the person back, whether I want them on, I don't want them on, or I'll give them a maybe. Sometimes only people don't even give me a chance to respond. They'll say something that they want to be on the podcast, right? And I don't respond at all. And then they shoot back if I haven't responded, like, oh, well. And they get mad, like, oh, I should be on the show. I'm a Corpus Christi original. You're not understanding this, la, 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 la. I'm like, dude, I haven't even responded to you. And you're already reacting like this? That's a red flag. There's some people that do understand. Some people where I do tell them, like, maybe not at this time, maybe later. And they're like, okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm noticing that my platform is carrying weight, right? And people see that. Carrying weight meaning it has social presence, right? People hear the name and like, oh, Corpus Christi Originals. And it's funny because some of them are loyal followers, and some of them are just people just want to say the name and be associated with the name, which is cool, which is fine. Like, that means that I'm remarkable, like Seth Godin says, remarkable meaning something to be remarked about. Like, oh, did you see Corpus Christi Originals? Not because of Corpus Christi Originals. Not because it makes Corpus Christi Originals look good, but because it makes them look good, like feel good. Because they're associated with Corpus Christi Originals, which is cool. Like, that's something that I'm striving for with my platform, Corpus Christi Originals. What else? Businesses want to get shout outs. I just started shouting out businesses on the live stream, which I've been doing every Friday night. That's another way to revenue stream, maybe get some live streamer people, more live stream so that people can get to know the host and the owner of the Corpus Christi Originals. I can get to know them. The regulars, I get to know their first name, their name. Regulars can converse with regulars and stuff like that. So yeah, live stream, doing this talking head video. I'm going to post it up on the Corpus Christi Originals page instead of my personal page. And we'll see where this goes. I'm starting to think that, because I'm starting to think that I'm Corpus Christi Originals, because people will, there was a post by one of our loyal listeners for the podcast audio version on Spotify, Nick Lopez, shout out. The way he posted it was cool because he said, the homie, Corpus Christi Originals podcast, putting in work. Like, that's a new name for me, Corpus Christi Originals podcast or CC Originals, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm the person behind the brand, right? And I'm starting to figure out, okay, well, maybe I can post videos of me talking about the brand, the podcast, about maybe topics that have been coming up on the podcast, the direction of the podcast, all this stuff, so that the loyal listeners and followers can understand me, what's going on, and stuff like that. So that's where I'm at here, and I'm trying to see if I can get some clips off of this as well. Clips is like big right now. You got to get a clip. You got to get some clips of something so that way you can get noticed, right, for one, and also to keep up with the actual people that are following me, you know what I mean? Because they can have followers, but at the end of the day, followers are different from followers, if you understand what I'm saying there. So if you want to support the podcast, man, I've got a Cash App, money sign, Corpus Originals. If just send a donation, send Y, whatever, and I'll shout you. I'll put your name and I'll shout you out in the next video. You know, to let people know, like, hey, for one, you can support through Cash App, just donate. And two, you get to see the people that if you want to be shouted out. Some people don't want to be shouted out. That people are associated with Corpus Christi Originals. So it's money sign. I just found it on the Cash App. That's what I was looking for. It's a money sign. this camera is cool because it's tracking my face. It's money sign Corpus Originals on Facebook. And you'll see my logo. The one with the red and the yellow. You'll see the logo on there. And you could donate that way if you want to help out the podcast. What else? Oh, we had the day before Rachel Caballero come on the live stream, Friday live stream. And talking about the mayor, and a lot of stuff that's going on. And there's a lot of people, not a lot of people, but there's some people that agree, disagree. And the thing is, guys, like, I'm learning about all this stuff, like a lot of my followers. I don't know. I just recently started voting. We'll say that. Like, seriously, I'm 43 years old. And starting to learn a lot about what's going on behind the scenes from a lot of these people like Rachel. And you know what I mean? If there's other people that want to, like, if y'all want to have a discussion on the podcast, that would be cool. Like, if somebody that disagrees with Rachel, come on the podcast, let's be respectful to one another so that way the community can see and decide for themselves. One person was asking for proof for all the things that Rachel was saying. Like, where's the proof? Like, where's the evidence? Can we look this up ourselves? Which I think is a valid question. Like, where do we find this information? Is it public? You know? Anyways, yeah, so that's that there. What else am I going to talk about? I did a man on the street at Drift Corpus the other day on their Saturday night event. Oh, it's the square. That was interesting. It was pretty cool to see all the cars. Definitely a culture. A lot of people didn't really want to get interviewed or be on camera, which is understandable. But at the same time, I took it like as rejection. And now I learned, like, some people just don't want to be on camera. Some people don't want to talk. It's fine. There was a couple of people. Justin himself got on. The founder of Drift Corpus. There was another guy. I feel bad because I didn't hit the record button. It wasn't recording the whole time. Who else? There was another guy who was willing to talk a lot. So, yeah. I just wanted to share this information with you guys. Hopefully, I get a couple of clips out of it and reshare it. What else can I say? Yeah, if you want to donate to the podcast, money sign Corpus Originals on Cash App. I've got a P.O. box. I need to find it for you guys. So that way, if you want to send mail that way, I need to memorize it. I could do that if you want to send some mail. If you want to be on the podcast, send me a message. You can email me at ccoriginalspodcast.com. If I have not gotten back to you, it's probably because I forgot. Don't remember, something happened, just shoot me a message back. Like, there was somebody the other day, and he was like, hey, I know it's been a minute, is there any chance we can get on the podcast? I know we talked about it again, can we try to get on the podcast again? And I was like, oh, shoot, I've totally forgot. Thanks for reminding me, you know what I mean? So, don't take it personal if I haven't responded. If I haven't responded in a minute, try to send me another message to remind me. And at the same time, I'll try to go back and look at my message just to see where I had left it as far as that conversation went. Yeah, thanks a lot, you guys. Continue to watch. I'm on YouTube. See Corpus Christi Originals on YouTube. everywhere, every social media is CC Originals Podcast, at CC Originals Podcast. I think I'm on X. I don't look at it. It's Corpus Originals. I post the clips, but I don't look at it at all. And that's it. Got a website I'm revamping. It was originally the brand, which is CorpusChristiOriginals.com. If you go there now, you'll see all the shirts and hats that I did have available, which is the brand that I started first. And then the other website is CCOriginalsPodcast.com. And that's where all the blog posts, signing up for the newsletter. What else? Sponsors are on the main page. And what else? If you want, my email information is on there. If you're interested in sponsoring the podcast, like all that is on that. And at the moment, I'm figuring out how to consolidate the two. I'm possibly going to just put it under CorpusChristiOriginals.com, both the merch and the blog, the podcast blog, and also the network for the other two podcasts that are on the Corpus Christi Originals podcast network, which are Respond If You Please, RIYP podcast, and Unshuck Yourself podcast. Those two guys are awesome. Check them out. And I'm trying to push them as well because they're recently on the network and they're recently getting there. They've got their stuff going on. Definitely check them out. Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a good one. Bye.